The first reading this morning is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 52, and you'll find that on page 717 in the Pew Bibles if you want to follow it. So Isaiah 52, and reading from verse 7. How wonderful it is to see a messenger coming across the mountains, bringing good news, the news of peace. He announces victory and says to Zion, "Your God is king." Those who guard the city are shouting together for joy. They can see with their own eyes the return of the Lord to Zion. Break into shouts of joy, you ruins of Jerusalem. The Lord will rescue his city and comfort his people. The Lord will use his holy power. He will save his people, and all the world will see it. And then from the book of Hebrews, letter to the Hebrews, again you'll find that on page 275 of the New Testament section, at chapter 1 and at verse 1. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors many times and in many ways through the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us through his Son. He is the one through whom God created the universe, the one whom God has chosen to possess all things at the end. He reflects the brightness of God's glory and is the exact likeness of God's own being, sustaining the universe with his powerful word. After achieving forgiveness for the sins of mankind, he sat down in heaven at the right-hand side of God, the supreme power. The Son was made greater than the angels, just as the name that God gave him is greater than theirs. Amen.